Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Reports from Syria say violent clashes broke out less than 2 hours after the start of a nationwide ceasefire that began at midnight local time today. Former Syrian Information Minister Mehdi Akwala told state TV that it appears that accepting the long-discussed truce was in the government's interest. He says the important thing is that the positives outweigh the negatives in such a truce deal, because he says there is always the danger that the rebels take advantage of a ceasefire to rearm and resupply. He insists that the agreement is positive because it allows the government and its allies to continue targeting IS and the Jabhat al-Nusra. Even with some skirmishes, the end to hostilities brokered by Russia and Turkey appear to be holding in much of the country. U.S. officials say a key leader of the Islamic State group, Abu Jandal al-Kuwaiti, was killed in a coalition airstrike this week. The statement said al-Kuwaiti was killed near the Tabqa Dam. President Obama has hit Russia with new sanctions over its computing hacking and interference in the November U.S. presidential election and other Russian actions, including harassing U.S. diplomats in Moscow. Mr. Obama called his actions a necessary and appropriate response to efforts to harm U.S. interests in violation of established international norms of behavior. 35 Russian government officials in Washington and in San Francisco were given 72 hours to leave the United States. A Kremlin spokesman said Moscow is imposing an appropriate retaliation. This is VOA News.